Unit 15. A. 2. Exercise B.
Phil, it's really good of you to meet me at such short notice.
No problem, Claire. I'm always happy to help. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
So, from what I read in the emails you sent me, business is looking up.
Yes, and it's all been a bit sudden. The thing is, I don't know if I'm ready to go into exporting.
Well, in any business, you need to take opportunities that come along. If you don't, you might kick yourself later. So I think you should consider the options carefully and weigh up the pros and cons.
I'm worried about all the extra paperwork. I've got enough on my hands already. And also, I don't know if my company has the capacity to expand, especially into unknown territory.
That's understandable. Exporting goods is a lot more complex than selling in your domestic market. For one thing, more parties are involved.
More parties?
Parties, as in customs and government authorities, banks, insurance companies, export service providers, international carriers, and so on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not just the customer and me. I guess the whole process of selling is more complex, what with the distances involved, the different cultures, languages, business practices, and so on. That's what puts me off.
Okay, let's take one step at a time. Have you thought of drawing up an export plan?
You mean like a business plan?
Yes, sort of. You define your export goals and then say how you're going to reach them, listing things like market research, staff training, costs and price, production capacity. And then you have to consider things like the language you'll use to invoice customers and the currency you'll quote in. And of course, there's the issue of VAT.
But Phil, do I really need an export plan at this stage? I'm not sure whether export is worth the hassle.
I'm coming on to that point. Let's consider the two inquiries you've had. The Swiss company are obviously keen on your mint condition coins. Great name, by the way.
Thanks.
And the idea of selling chocolate in Switzerland, of all places, could be good publicity for you. But obviously, there are strings attached.
I know. I'd have to get my head round all those rules and regulations. Sending them a list of ingredients shouldn't be a problem, though.
They might ask for a German translation.
Oh.
And you might have to modify the ingredients. Switzerland is outside the EU, and they might have special requirements regarding chocolate products. On the other hand, I've heard they now apply the Cassis de Dijon principle.
The Cassis de what?
Oh, Cassis de Dijon. It's a trading principle that says that any product made in the EU can be sold in another EU country without restrictions. I think the Swiss have adopted it, but I'm not sure it applies to all products.
In the email, it says that the company is a fast-growing retailer, so they should know their market.
You should check them out, just as you would with any customer. Have a look at their website and do a bit of research. But remember that you'll have the added problem of packaging and labelling.
You mean it would need to be redesigned?
Yeah, so that it's labelled the way they want it. And I think it has to be in at least two of Switzerland's main languages, French, German and Italian.
It sounds even more complicated than I thought.
Not necessarily. If they're keen on your product, they might be willing to give you advice. Why don't you write a positive response to their email and ask for a bit more clarification on those points? You can't lose, and your brand could be a winner. Having said that, I'd be more interested in the other company, the specialty foods distributor in Berlin.
Gourmet. As I understand it, they're offering to act as distributor and would like to take on the Madagascar truffles because it's a fair trade product.
Exactly. It's got a lot going for it. For one thing, it's based in Germany, which means you'd be dealing with a distributor in the EU single market. In that sense, it's hardly even export. At the same time, they'd help you break into markets outside EU, for example, the USA, if that's what you want.
Well, as you said, I might kick myself if I don't follow this up.
Again, I'd send a positive response to their email. There's no harm in discussing terms.
They'd want a cut of the profits, of course.
True, but your retailers in the UK also take a cut. I tell you what, Claire, why don't I send you some links about dealing with distributors, because you'd also need to check their credit worthiness. If you like, I could also write a list of questions you could ask during your discussion.
Oh, Phil, you've been so much help. Can I get you another drink?
No, this one's on me. Same again?
No. Actually, maybe I'll try a Cassis de Dijon, if they have it.